I'm bad. I'm back. I apologize.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for giving me some leeway to call you back.
Not a problem. We wrapped up our call last night. I have been in prayer and have committed much time to what we're going to talk about. I have studied the charitable remainder trust, and I am not comfortable with that route at all.
Okay.
In talking with some of the leaders last night, after we began to, I took questions. The original agreement or whatever the
original plan. Yep. Original
plan
approach
was corporation, soul, and religious trust, and it was tied. It was tied directly to Judge Brashear and his corporate ownership of Corporation Soul and Religious Trust.
Yes.
So with that, I can't go further.
No, that's fine. I just don't want you to be stressed about it or be concerned. That's completely understandable. Because, you know, here's the thing. I think many people in your position have spent time studying, learning, feeling comfortable with the corporation soul and charitable religious trust. And almost no time could have possibly been spent studying the new program. You see, because I have just said charitable remainder trust, yet I haven't told anyone the full plan yet. And people come to us not for Dutch Brashears. People come to us for a tax-neutral solution and a maintenance program, an educational program after that. It's almost like people, let's go to, I don't know, Nashville, and we're going to take the bus. And we say, here's a bus that is made by General Motors. And then when the time comes, I announce that, you know what, we're actually taking a bus made by Mercedes. And some people might say, well, we really don't like that because that's made by Germans, and we have a problem with that. To me, that is less material, not immaterial, but less material than the fact that we're going to Nashville. And that I have discovered that if there is an accident en route to Nashville, the General Motor bus is less likely to hold up than the Mercedes bus. So we switched to Mercedes. The destination is still a tax-neutral status with maintenance program for 2 years afterwards, keeping everybody out of trouble. And what disadvantages everyone is the fact that I can't talk about what I know. But what I do know that I've been told is going to happen requires me to do this. So you see, it isn't about my friendship with Judge Bernie. I actually really personally like the corporation soul. I really do. Its features are marvelous. I have every reason to believe that Judge Bernie is a great author of such product. But when there is an accident, meaning the IRS says, wait a minute, you guys are not just little guys. You, Robbie Yates, you, Judge Bernie, you, Matt Harris, you, Joe Brown, you, Sally Mae, you all have millions and millions. We're going to take a real close look at this. And in a nutshell, if we're not born with the right last name, this product could, this product, as good as it is, like I said, the spirit of the law has been ignored. It, or rather, the put, hasn't been taken into account. So I can't be vulnerable. Zero vulnerability. And I just needed to bully-proof this.
And I can't really speak for anyone else. My concern, and this this is it in a nutshell. The promise to deliver was originally a corporation, soul, and religious trust. That's what we had discussed originally, and this that it was that promise that delivered that induced a donation that we agreed was 15% or 15,000. And it was that promise to deliver that induced the donation. And so since there is no longer that, there's no, that product or whatever no longer
going
to be delivered, how do you address that?
Well, I address it by bringing to everyone's attention who's interested two things. One is that what we say is one thing, what people choose to infer from our delivery of the message is very subjective and personal. So the first of the two things is this. We have said we're going to go down a tax-neutral path. One of the two of the five vehicles we're going to use. I haven't even talked about the other three to anybody. It's immaterial at this point. But two out of the five vehicles we're going to use. One is a corporation soul. The other one is charitable religious trust. Now, we never said that the only way to achieve tax neutrality is through a corporation, communist or corporation, so on, charitable religious trust. People may have inferred that. And again, that's basically on them. They can infer what they want. I'm not in their heads, and I can't tell them what to think.
Wasn't there the inference that we would use the charitable religious trust and the corporation soul?
The second thing that I tell you will answer that question, hopefully, maybe. When was the last time you had an opportunity to take a look at the terms of service?
I looked at them yesterday. Go ahead.
Okay. There are many points in there. The one that I want to bring up at this time is that it says that we reserve the right to change our approach to tax neutrality at any time.
And I realize that, but that was not in the original terms of service back in September or October.
It absolutely was. We have copies of every single one of them. It was there since July.
So you basically...
Go ahead. Sorry.
So the product was corporation, soul, and religious trust. And that's what we've talked about for months, a little over a year now. Now that is changing?
Not now. Now that has been changing, and I've been telling people, and we have this in recording since late September, early October. I've repeatedly said that change is coming. We're working on something else in the background. We're constantly improving our approach.
Matt,
but until it's done.
When I mentioned on the calls that you and I had together, when I would mention Corporation Soul Religious Trust, why didn't you correct me then?
No, the change wasn't to let's get away from Corporation Soul. The change started at being let's improve the Corporation Soul. You see what I'm saying? Let's improve it. How do you improve it? You meet with attorneys. You meet with other experts in the area. And you make it better and better. What was my aim? What was my purpose in doing so? I found many mistakes in Judge Burney's documentation when he originally did them for me. The corporation sold back in March of 2003, 5 or 6 months before we even launched the program. Then I found additional mistakes, only if they were minor. But in legal documents, you can't have mistakes. So when Judge Burney came over to Los Angeles in September, I said, what's the reason for all these mistakes? And we found out what program he uses, that he's had custom written on Excel, that he does a lot of manual cut and paste. And then we had him actually create one for us. So I watched him do it, and I watched and saw how he makes mistakes. So we asked him permission. We said, look, why don't we just automate this and make sure that there is no manual work in there? And he said, fine. So we did. Because mistakes, you know, one little mistake could be devastating or it could be minor. But we didn't want to take a chance. This is people's lives. So we went out and...
Is there the possibility that this could disenfranchise the different ones who want a corporation soul and want a religious trust?
Is it a possibility? Is that what you're asking? I beg your pardon, didn't hear you.
Yeah, is it a possibility that the change to a charitable remainder trust, which I researched with Greg Perkle out of Tupelo
yes.
some years ago, but
uh-huh.
is it the possibility that changing from the CRT and the corporation soul to the charitable remainder trust, that will disenfranchise the different ones who want a corporation soul and religious trust?
Well, sure. If I were to have everybody take things just their own way, sure, nobody likes change. Nobody likes change. So people will, that's why we put in the terms of service that we reserve the right to change the program. Like I said, we're still headed down the same destination.
But if you change the program, is changing the program going with a brand new program, or is it adjusting the old program?
No, it's going with another tax-neutral approach. Just like my example, we're still going to Nashville. Instead of getting on a bus made by General Motors, we're getting in a bus made by Mercedes. And the only reason for it is that if there were to be an accident, people will survive in the Mercedes bus, and they will not in the General Motors-built bus.
Shouldn't the members be given an opportunity to make that choice for themselves?
No, not really. And here's why. Because our intention is a tax-neutral status, not a particular product. We are not product sellers. You see what I'm saying? We don't sell products.
Okay, can I ask you an additional
sure.
question?
Allow me to finish my statement, I'm sure.
Okay, all right.
We have 5 different authors for different aspects and paperwork for TMB members. Judge Burney is one of them. One, we're replacing one vendor with a different one that has this an approach to tax neutrality that is so solid that insurance companies sell defense insurance on it. We couldn't buy defense insurance on Judge Burney's product, which means what? Which means the mainstream legal system doesn't necessarily believe in it as much. There's the spirit of the law game. Whereas this other approach is tax neutral, and it has most of the features that the previous program had, and it has some features the other program didn't have. But tax neutrality, we're not called Corporation Soul Blessing. We're not called Charitable Religious Trust Blessing. We're called Tax Neutral Blessing.
All right, let me ask just a couple of more questions. If I may.
Please.
Do you remember some of the original conversations that we had and I described that we had already researched Judge Beshear? Do you remember that?
I do.
and that our original interest in tax neutral blessing at all, after you had contacted us, sent me an email, our original interest was for the corporation, soul, and the religious trust. Everything else for myself and the different leaders of the group who participated in the call at that time, everything else was sort of added or, just extra benefits, if you will, and not necessarily something that we were seeking out. We had already searched those documents. As a matter of fact, I had reviewed one of his documents with a friend of mine, Rick Lynham, in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And just to be sure that was the route that we were going to take, and we had already made arrangements. There was a number that was based out of Texas, the 214 area code. I don't recall the number at this time, but there was that number, and we were all going to make that phone call, make contact with Judge Bashir, and receive our corporation. So, and when tax neutral blessing came along, we saw that as the vehicle for us to receive our corporation, soul, and religious trust. So my question is this: if the shoe were on the other foot, if the situation was reversed, would you want someone to basically tell you exactly how you were going to attain tax neutral status, or would you want what was originally agreed?
I would want someone qualified to tell me what's better, which one is better. Tax neutral blessing as an entity is highly qualified. I mean, have you spent, not you personally, has anybody spent north of well over $100,000, $150,000 in research and payments to attorneys and consultants and unbelievable amount of time researching all of this? I can't afford to romantically fall in love with an approach. The approach has to be pragmatic. The approach has to be practical. And I have heard countless stories of people who have corporation soul and have either never been questioned, or they have never been or they have been questioned, but they came out of the other side after a simple audit, up to 3 years of struggle with it. Still, the corporation soul held up. I have also heard a handful of stories of people saying, including some of these stories are from Judge Brennan, that the IRS agents have said, corporation soul is just fine. Okay? Those appear to be all good evidence. However, the Department of Justice, as an entity of these United States, if they wanted to exercise their spirit of the law privileges and disallow, nullify these corporations' soul because they have guns and arms, they can do that. I could probably, not off the top of my head, but come up with 10 times more stories about how the government, irrespective of how correct of a position a plaintiff had, still squashed them. That's what I can't afford for us, for our members. So if a qualified entity came to me and said, your approach to tax neutrality is not as superior as you thought it is, and by the way, here's another solution that is so solid that insurance companies sell insurance on it.
Okay, and since because you feel so strongly that your route and your tax neutral status is the superior, could we not put that before the members and let them decide?
No, actually, we won't do that. We may have a different approach. I do not allow members to dictate what we want. You know, this is not the type of business where the customers will vote as to how that operation needs to handle its affairs.
But with the changing, with the changing of the terms of service on occasion, and also with the changing of the product that was promised to deliver, and the induced.
But that's, hold on, Robbie. I can't allow anyone to anymore says on my behalf what was promised. It is okay for you to say, it is, we believed that's what was promised. But please don't say it, because then you're speaking on my behalf, saying that, Matt, you promised this.
Okay,
no, members.
Can I ask then, what was promised for the original donation?
Tax neutrality. 2 years of maintenance.
Did that involve corporation sold and religious trust?
Yes, at that time it did, with the caveat that we will reserve the right to change the program as we see fit. Now, let me actually tell you one other thing. Immediately after we basically finalized the new approach and had Judge Burney come out to see it for himself, because we don't do things otherwise. Judge Burney come out and now sit with all these attorneys, our church attorney, our corporate attorney, our tax attorney, and the offshore attorney. You engage in a dialogue. They'll tell you what they think is questionable. You answer them. And you also ask them any questions that you want. We went through a great deal of expense to bring him out. We've been wanting to bring him out since October. He would refuse to come. Excuse me, since November. And I have all of this in writing. And I have Jose and Jay and other people as witnesses. Okay? So, this is just historical recounting of what has gone on. Not all of it, but certainly some of it. But that doesn't matter, because tax neutrality is what we have promised. Getting to Nashville, Tennessee is what we've promised. If people understand otherwise, okay, they can have that understanding, but we are covered based on a legally binding contract, which is called the Terms of Service, and one other outfit who also wants things their way, and we've told them, no, we really can't have it your way. And if you go down this path, our attorneys say that they're going against the terms of service is legal extortion. And we certainly don't want to do that to people, go after them. What's the point of that?
Well, Matt, I'm not trying to extort you at all.
No, not you. Never. Please, just erase that completely. It's Robbie Yates. It's not, no. I'm just saying that some people want to be heavy-handed.
Not at all you.
No. I'm just saying that others have said, we want what we want, right? You were asking me, will you let the members make that decision? And I said, no, not really. And, go ahead, please.
Okay,
But there is a solution. There is always a solution.
Okay.
There's always a solution. And let me propose this to you. We can have the members sign a document where we will release them from two things. And only two things. All the rest of the terms will apply. And which is what? One, you may now approach Judge Bernie Beshears, because since you've read the document, the terms of service, you know that that is also forbidden. Okay? And I've always said people are either 100% with us or not with us. We've said people read, learn. Every time somebody goes into their account, we give them yet another opportunity to to read the terms of service. As a matter of fact, we won't let them go past to the next stage unless they represent to us that they have read and agree. This is all legal stuff that's been set up for us by people in the know. This is not my area of specialty. But since we did it right from day one, just in case members don't want what we prescribe, okay? So the solution is this, in my opinion, pending, again, talking to lawyers again, that any member that wants to approach Judge Burney, we'll give him a release on that one. And any member who has been a pre-RV member, we will give them their $15,000 back after the RV. Now, with that, if they want to, they can go to Judge Burney. I'll give them all the contact information, and I will even give Judge Burney their profile information so that he has an easier time creating the good documents that he does.
Wouldn't they need the documents before the RV? Isn't that the suggested practice?
No. If you recall, we had, past tense, a post-RV program with Judge Burney's. What Judge Burney says is that he can justify that, let's say you, a member after the RV, you have been holding those IQDs and VNDs on behalf of your religious society, and it wasn't for you. He says he can justify all of that. Our attorneys say they call bull on that one. But that's what he says. He says, yes, you can.
Is there anything that I could say or do to convince you to change your mind to provide the members with a choice as to whether they participate or don't participate?
Well, we just agreed on that. I said that I have a solution, that members who want out, we will give them a release. Okay, these are the only two releases out of the entire terms of service document, that now you may approach Judge Burney. And number two, if you were a pre-RV member, we will give you back $15,000 after the RV.
Do you think the judge would agree with that?
As a matter of fact, he already has. He has already agreed to create a corporation soul and one single trust for anyone that goes to him right now at no cost. And I think that's a reasonably good solution, because people don't want it off this bus.
All right. Do I have your permission to contact Judge Brashear?
Allow me to first tell you something. I have, this is not, I'm not in charge of all the aspects of the operation. I have put especially attorneys in charge of lots of different aspects of the organization. So I will talk with our attorneys, and I'll get back to you before the end of the day. I think they'll return my calls. I know everybody is very, very busy. But in principle, if Judge Burney, as I know he has already agreed to do that, to create a corporation soul and a single trust for PMB members who will approach him, and then they can compensate him after the fact, because he's really doing a great thing for people. And I think that's wonderful.
The Iraqi dinar that was sent, as far as the 15% for the different members, Is that all still in separated out as to who sent what, so that we can be sure
yes.
that there's nothing counterfeit?
No. As a matter of fact, the 15% donation belongs to TNB, and TNB has done with it what it has chosen to do with it.
Right. But
what's been separated
in September last year, you said that everything would be separated until the time of the RV so that we could make sure that no one's dinar was counterfeit. And that's the only reason I'm asking that question.
Got it. You know, yeah, we have actually gone through the entire holdings of TMB,
uh-huh.
and we have used the black light on everything, and we actually have only maybe five notes that were questionable, not because they were counterfeit, but even though we had asked people, please only work with us with uncirculated dinars. Some people had sent us circulated, and those had a handful of notes, actually a couple of them were VNDs. They were just torn. One of them was missing like one whole corner. Think of that nature. Those, we actually initially sent them back to the member. So we didn't find a single counterfeit.
So what do we do with the members who have already sent dinar? If there are those and they no longer want to participate in the program?
Yeah, well, the donations are the donations, okay, because we've provided the education. We've done this, we've done that, and the rest of it we intend to do. I'm not sure what to do about that. I'm not sure at this time. And it's an important question that you ask. It's not at all to be minimized. I just don't know. Because when the funds become ours, we do with it what we will. And we have actually said there is no refund. It's in the terms of service.
Is there, in this at all, if you would just please restate for me, the any sort of promise or inducement for the donation, was there anything promised at all that involved the corporation, soul, and religious trust?
Tax neutrality is what was promised. 2 out of 5 vehicles to get there from start to finish, one of them was a corporation, soul, the other one was a charitable religious trust. And Brother Robbie, I really don't want to have you use on this call the word inducement. Okay, because we're on record saying we don't sell anything, we don't care who's with us, we don't care who doesn't want to be with us. We're not attached to anyone. We never make a sales call. We never return people's calls when they say things that could potentially even approach us selling. We do market. We let people know who we are. But like you've said before, we tell them where to look. We don't tell them what to see.
Okay, and once again, I prevail on your goodwill. Is there any possibility that we would allow the members to decide for themselves as to whether they want to remain with the program? And if they don't, I know you've said that you'll return the $15,000 after the RV, but
to the pre-RV members,
to the pre-RV members. But how do they go about making preparations for what they need to do for now?
Very easy. Just like I said, we have agreed to turn over their profile information to them so that they can immediately email it to Judge Bernie. So Judge Bernie doesn't have to spend any of his valuable time interviewing people.
This could be a solution. Would you
yes.
go ahead and pay Judge Brashear if you are, or if you're? I don't know if you've already paid him for some or not. What?
Yes, we have.
Okay, would you go ahead and pay him for those documents so that they could receive their pre-RV documents? Is that possible?
I really need to understand the question much, much better. So here's what happens. For the pre-RV members, they're going to receive their $15,000. But whether a member is pre-RV or accelerated post, they are going to, Judge Bernie has represented very kindly, very generously, to create the corporation soul and one trust for now for anyone that goes to him. So they're going to be good.
He'll do that now.
Yes, he will do that now.
And you'll return after the RV their entire $15,000. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how does Judge Brashear get paid?
After he chooses to get paid by the member that approaches them.
Okay.
Okay.
And just if you would please consider what you will about the dinar that has been sent to TMB so that some of the members, because they're really concerned, and I want to do everything I can to see them made whole.
Very good. I will leave you with two parting words. If you would, I know you have a great memory, but it would be great to also write it down for future reference.
I'm putting it in my notes now. I'm
okay, lovely. One is that we do everything on good faith, and we expect our members to do the same. Is that a fair thing to do?
In good faith and expect the amount okay, I put it in my notes.
Okay.
I've attributed that quote to you, and you have my number, and if you would, after you speak with your attorneys, or if you just would let me know.
Yeah, I will. But I'm not done with the second one, if you would indulge me just for another minute.
Okay.
The meaning of the first one is that we know what we're doing. We know our members don't know what it is that we do. We ask them to educate themselves. We give them plenty of opportunity to study things. And I do understand that some people may have inferred from what we say that, no, this is not tax-neutral blessing. This is corporation soul and charitable religious trust blessing. And, oh, they're backing away from those two things, so they broke their promise. The answer is no.
I must admit, I thought that the original agreement or whatever, however you want to phrase it, I thought that included a corporation sold and multiple religious trusts.
Sure, it did. It did. Those are some components of the tax-neutral approach to life. And this is why we put in there that we reserve the right to make changes to the program. Not, you know, just all of a sudden say, no, it's not tax neutral anymore. But in good faith,
would you agree with me that the basic fundamentals of the program was corporation soul and religious trust?
Yes.
With that change, I'll express that to the different folks that.
Actually, let me first say the second thing, if you would. By the way, in the first thing, part of the good faith on members' part is that we expect them to study and learn. How many times have I said, and all of this is recorded, don't participate on, and you must, I mean, after a while I started saying there are four requirements, and number three is strict adherence to our terms of service, policies, and the etiquette, code of etiquette.
Well, I want to give you my word. I have studied and I have learned. And in addition to that, I have committed myself to understanding corporation soul and religious trust in an attempt to be able to express that to the different members.
Okay.
And it was based on that understanding that I said, yes, this is the vehicle that I will personally use. If you remember on the calls, I said, I'm not recommending tax neutral blessings.
I'm not recommending.
If you will remember, I said, I went as far as to say, look, if you're doing this just because Robbie Yates is doing it, then you don't need to do it. You need to study and learn this on your own. It was based on those things that people began to study. So I feel confident that the members have studied corporation soul and religious trust. What I know they haven't studied, although I did prior to the corporation soul, Greg Perkle sent me a lot of great information out of a law firm in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I studied the charitable remainder trusts. But I know for a fact that individuals have been studying corporation soul and religious trust because I've got email after email after email from Texas from the East Coast to the West Coast, individuals studying corporation soul so that they can be prepared.
I get it. I really get it, but I can't take the slightest bit of comfort in other people's experiences, not to invalidate them or anything, but I want to ask you a question, if you would, as a brother, as a good Christian, as a leader. Option A, corporation soul and trust. Option B, this other sophisticated mechanism, which includes, as one of its components, a charitable remainder trust. It includes many other components. But I think people are jumping the gun and they're just looking up charitable remainder trust and making judgment. That's on them, right? They're not getting full, complete information, and they're jumping the gun, and that's fine. But option A, Robbie, corporation soul and a trust on one side of the scale, and this other sophisticated mechanism on the other side of the scale. After no less than $150,000 in expenditure, in visiting many, many attorneys and CPAs, option A is defendable, option B is defendable. Option A, you can't buy defense insurance on it because insurance companies don't believe in it. Option B, they do. Option A and B are both tax neutral. If someone had a gun to your head, which one would you pick?
If someone had a gun to my head, I would pick what I understood and knew, and I don't know.
No. That's not. Don't change the parameters. This is a philosophical question. I'm not pinning you down on anything. I'm just boiling everything down to the absolute essential. And just please know that if my intention was not letting members go under certain circumstances, I wouldn't even offer my taking my time, spending our money on attorneys trying to figure out how to give members an out. Okay, it's not going to be an out the way they think they want it. It's going to be an out that would be somewhat acceptable to them and somewhat acceptable to us. Neither one of us are going to get 100% of what we want. So my intention isn't to keep members. They want to go, they can go. But when they come to me and say, okay, now we want you to spend your time and company funds in figuring out how we can break your terms of service, the one that we agreed to 100 times, that is not things in good faith.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Was the corporation soul and religious trust in the terms of service?
Yes.
And I'm humbly asked this question.
Please.
If the corporation soul and religious trust was in the terms of service, is it in the terms of service now?
Yes, it is, but they won't be when Monday comes when we roll out the new program.
Okay, if it's in there now and you're going to take it out, would it not be you breaking the terms of service and not them? I'm asking.
No. I appreciate the question. Not at all. We will have exercised our reserved right to change the program.
is changing the program and changing the terms of service the same?
Changing the program includes changing of the terms of service. As a matter of fact, one of the first few sentences says that the latest version of the terms of service is the governing document. That's why we make everyone please read and agree to this. Be familiar with it. That's why at the beginning of every call I say we require strict adherence to the terms of service policies and the code of conduct called etiquette.
All right.
I know there are words.
All right.
If people don't take it seriously, I'm not sure how many of people who do not take words seriously and they, you know, imagine what they wish because either it's more pleasant or more comfortable or less work. I don't know what the excuses for some might be. But this is, you've noticed how strict we are, right?
Right.
Well, this is because it's the area of law. You have to walk between two lines, walk straight, walk at a particular speed, just so that you can get to the destination. That it keep people out of harm's reach. So, I take it that I did not convey my philosophical question to you. Have you choose option A or B? That well enough, or it is something that you need to think about some more. Again, it is not to convince anyone of anything, but I can tell you that anyone who's jumping ship is doing it without complete knowledge of what's coming forward. They just don't know.
Right.
If they only stay with what tax neutral blessing is. What is our tagline at the top? It says through strict adherence to the existing laws of the IRS. It doesn't say by using corporation sole and charitable trust. Big difference between the two. How could anybody miss it? It's right there. It's on every page. It's everywhere.
Okay,
so my option A and B, still hopefully remains within your memory bank for you to calmly think about. Again,
okay.
I'm not attached to people leaving, but that's a very serious question.
And I appreciate the question, and as far as the members who no longer want to associate with Tax Neutral Blessing.
Yes.
May I contact Judge Bashir?
Not until I've gotten some directions from from the attorneys. Okay? Because we haven't given you the release to do that. Correct? I don't want to say yes and then you end up being in violation of that particular aspect of the terms of service, and then you say, well, Matt told me I could. I can't tell you to do that. I can only tell you, please stay with the terms of service. All I can tell you is that Judge Bernie has been willing to do that. Has been willing to do that, and I think that's very gracious, very generous, very kind of him. And he's agreed to be compensated after the RV. And the two releases that I'm thinking of talking to the attorneys about are, one, if those who choose to leave TNB sign this document, that we will allow them to talk to Judge Bernie and therefore set up whatever program that they want with it. And second, only the pre-RV members who've paid $15,000, we will return the $15,000 after the RV. Those are the two things. But it has to come from the attorneys.
Do you know if there are any members that I know that were pre-RV that haven't received their corp soul and religious trust documents?
I don't know that. And also, if you recall, I believe last night I did remind everyone that on the record we have the change in our decision as to what to deliver when. And that change came from memory late September, early October, after Judge Bernie paid us a visit.
All right, here's another question. The folks who have already received their corporation sole and religious trust,
yes,
and have already made arrangements for their dinar and the different foreign currencies,
yes,
are they going to be required to now go into the charitable remainder trust program?
No, not required to. We don't require them to do that. We just simply say, already have those documents, and we will set up these other documents for you. It is still up to you to take the action and choose to go forward with either one that you want. If you go with the old program, we don't defend you.
All right.
If you stay with the new program, we will. But it's still your choice. You have both. And we're not charging you anything extra to create the new program for you. Unless they say, you know what, I actually want to leave. I already have my, charitable religious trust and corporation soul. Because I'm a pre-RV, because we're the only ones who could have potentially received the corp soul and charitable trust, they could say, well, I already have everything that I want. I followed the old program, and I'm happy with what I have. I want to leave, so I will be glad to receive $15,000 from TMB after the RV. In other words, they got everything for free. We're okay with that.
Okay. The question so if they're pre-RV and they receive their corp soul and their religious trust, if they haven't received the balance of their trust, if they've only received one or two, how do they get those others? Do they have to?
They have to go to Judge Bernie. We're giving them $15,000 back, right?
If they're pre-RV member and they've received their corp soul, I think that was the agreement that you give it back.
Yeah. No, that is the agreement that I'm going to get back to you with talked to the attorneys, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So they will have $15,000. They can go to Judge Bernie and pay and receive another $15,000 of those charitable religious trusts.
All right. It's about 2:15 my time.
Yes.
Do you want to make contact with your attorneys and get back to
me? I tell you what. I have been speaking with you now for 53 minutes. I have got to get back to my meeting. I got people sitting there, but I've always said you're a very dear and important person to me.
Yes.
And what you have chosen to talk to me about is very important. And my aim is to help shed as much light on this issue as possible while I stay within the guidelines of the terms of service. And I the rest of my day is now going to be about an hour crazier than it was. What I'm going to do is I'm going to place the call and ask for a call back from the attorney. I'm not going to describe anything to him on the phone. Hopefully, if and when he calls me back, I'm going to say I'm okay with giving a release on these two aspects to our members. And a request was made that we actually return the non-refundable 15% donations. And I told him, I said, I'm stumped. I mean, I can't believe this. Do laws mean anything? Do contracts mean anything? And if he says, no, they don't mean anything, then okay, I'm further convinced of certain issues. But if he says, no, we drafted that, it is absolutely meaningful, it's ironclad, then I have to just sit with you and talk with you and see what we could do.
Well, anything that we could do in good faith, I think would be I know it would be the right thing. Anything we can do in good faith, we mm-hmm. want our reputation within and without.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm a Christian. You're a Christian, right, Matt?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Then we need to do whatever is the right thing, and whatever is the right thing by the members. So
absolutely.
I'm
going to call the attorney, but please take a note of these two items. I am not, and you are not, and the members are not above the law. I think we all know that. The laws are meaningful. And number two, good faith is a two-way street. I never called the members and say, hey, how would you like to get off the ship? Members, by proxy, have elected you to call me and say, we want to break our agreement. That's what this call is really, really, really about. Matt, go work hard and figure out how you can help us break your contract with us. That's at the bottom of this. And to tell you that this will take a push of a button and doesn't cost anything, I would be incorrect if I were to say that.
Well, I apologize for any inconvenience. And I know I've kept you a long time.
No, that's okay. That's not you. I'm talking. It's you. I love and I respect tremendously. You're just a great man, great Christian, a great leader. If I had no regards for you, if I wasn't interested in hearing something that maybe I could have missed, I'm fallible. I'm a human being. I'm imperfect. I want to hear your side of the story. Just if I've missed something, then you know what? Oh, wow, okay, this is really good. Let's work with that. They are right and we're wrong if that's the case. This is not about pride. This is not about ego. It certainly isn't about the number of members. We've never been attached to a number of members. As a matter of fact, at one point in time, I said that there will be strength in numbers. And we've been told that this is more defendable if from our goal of 100, we were more like 3,000. Do you remember we had that conversation and you said that you're underestimating it? Would be a large, much, much larger number. Well, that conversation was because I was told that your program is not bullyproof. And if you want to bullyproof it, well, one approach is forget, you know, you think 300 would be approximately what will come your direction. No, bump it up to 3,000. So that was what it was about. That was the beginning of, yeah, you know what? This program isn't bullyproof. And with 3,000 members, everybody with lots of monies could have been. Did you know that there was such a thing as a 509? 509 is another wonderful mechanism, totally legal, that is in the code book allowing people to legally become tax neutral. But guess what our attorneys taught us? They said that they actually know the very smart attorney, equivalent of, Judge Bernie is not an attorney, they did a very, very good job of it. They were very well funded, and they meandered their way around the IRS's maze and put a beautiful 509 program together, and it was completely and totally legal and everything. What the IRS did was they just disallowed 509 altogether. That's how they do it. But the guy got 3 years out of it. It's just that they were too big, and they got noticed. And I said, how big were they? Because our attorneys know that particular attorney personally. Because these are tax attorneys. They stay on top of these things. So I said, how big were they? He said, oh, they were very, very big. How big? Oh, they were about $700 million in size. Robbie, you and I are going to be bigger than that, personally, let alone hundreds of members. Go with Judge Bernie. I can't support it. I can't defend it. I can't be behind it because I'm aware of things that other people aren't aware of. And when I say I, it's the collective I, which includes attorneys, consultants, researchers, and CPAs. But they teach me these things. So I say, okay, you know what? We need this to be bully-proof because we are an order of magnitude larger, and the very sophisticated attorneys, the attorney who was well-funded by his clients who came up with 509. I'm afraid 508 may not hold up. But you know what? I've done the right thing by not being in love with 508 romantically. Just, hey, if this is a practical thing, great. If it's not, we'll switch. It's about practicality. It's about survival. It's about being not on anyone's sights, because it doesn't matter how big we are, we don't have the power to fight them. And if we did, it will take years. Forget the money, but it will take years. And on top of that, one of their tactics, as told by me by Judge Bernie, they were correct, and they verified that this is the case, and this is something you might want to talk to them about to help protect yourself and your members. What the IRS does is that they will freeze everyone's assets, and then they attack, so that funds are not available. And Judge Bernie has had many experiences with this. So I think I have said plenty to tell you how much more confidence I have in our new program in the name of tax neutrality. Because attorneys are willing to defend it, insurance companies are willing to sell. And by the way, we're buying defense insurance fully paid up front for everybody. So that if some of our less sophisticated members who could have, you know, $4 million, $10 million, $2 million, whatever, they don't listen to our licensed professionals who will teach them how to stay out of trouble. Let's say some of them will choose not to listen, exercise bad judgment, lose everything within 2 to 4 years, at least the insurance is still there that if the IRS were to ever question them, the money is there for their defense, even if they've lost everything. This, to me, is solid. This, to me, is doing right by people. Knowing what I know, it is impossible for me to go with the 508. And it may be just perfectly fine, but I just know too much to ignore it. So allow me to give my attorney a call, and without promising exactly when, I just say that I'll get back to you as soon as they have a solution. Because once I talk to him, it will be, hey, this is what I want to do. Think about it. Tell me what kind of paperwork we're going to need. And it's going to take him some time to put it together. I still have to review it. Other people have to review it. It has to be looked upon from every angle possible, present, past, and future, and then we'll release it. This is not going to be a quick process.
I pray that the Lord guides you and your attorney and your decisions, and I pray that God will help us all.
Thank you. God will help us all. And by the way, this may be the help that God is sending us. They're saying, that God may just be saying, Matt, this is a better program. Tell your members. And members might say, nope, this is not what we want because we believe we were promised the other thing. So guess what? We want the other thing. Anyway, I'll do what I can. The only promise I can make is that I will make a call to our attorneys and we'll talk with them.
All right. Bless you.
Thank you. And many blessings to you, and I'm sorry that you're going through some stress, and I know you already expressed that you definitely don't want to cause me any stress, but you know what? Sometimes this is what it takes.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I pray
many
that
blessings.
The Lord will help us in
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please expect a call from me sometime in the near future, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. Very well. Blessings. Bye-bye.
This is Robbie Yates, and I have Ruth Benich on the line with me. We're ending the recording. It's at 2:29 p.m. on May the 7th, Wednesday, 2014.